What's going on, Black Baseball Mixtape family? Another edition of In the Booth. Kind of a backdoor pilot episode. I'll explain why in a minute. Football boys here, the mayor, hanging in the mayor's office, what they call my apartment, the epicenter for any of those creative projects. And speaking of creative projects, Black Baseball Mixtape family in the media is crazy. I mean, the website, blackbaseballmixtape.com, has some dope articles coming down the pipe, and we definitely have some video content we're going to ramp up as the season rolls on. Got to give a shout out to Herencia21, Stilo Media, the Players Alliance. Their support kind of makes this all possible. And for me, got to give a big tip of the cap to the Grand Poobah Skip, Mark Cheatham, making sure that I get to do crazy stuff with the Black Baseball Mixtape brand in a way that allows me to experiment, but still make sure we give you high quality entertainment. Today's episode, I guess, can be seen as a pilot episode of In the Booth, and I kind of fell into it. And let me set the stage a bit. My guest, Reggie McClain, is just a friend of the brand, friend of the family, friend of the podcast, not my personal friend, and is overall a good dude. And last November, last fall of 2023, BBM got the unique opportunity to head out to the United Arab Emirates by the graciousness of Cash Shake with Baseball United. And we covered the Baseball United All-Star Showcase. Now, if you go back to YouTube or the MLB.com TV film room, the game was a really a big hit for not only Cash Shake and Baseball United, but for baseball in that region. Yeah, we had players that were MLB alum, like Robinson Cano, and Pablo Sandoval, and Shed Long, and others, but on top of that, there was an influx of prospects from the South Asian and Middle Eastern regions, and even some players from Africa and Japan really putting the global stamp on baseball. So to be able to chat with Mr. McClain, just to pick his brain about what the whole week meant to him at that moment, was kind of fun. And through the time of the winter and into the most hectic offseason I can remember in such a long time, it kind of got lost in the archives. I had to go dig in the crates for this one, but it was such an informative chat. We figured that we have it at the ready for you to experience. And so take a listen. Let me know what you think. You can hit up the Black Baseball Mixtape family on Twitter, on Instagram, and we definitely have that Discord as well. The Discord is open to everyone who knows and loves the game of baseball. It's a cool community. We play around, we have some fun, and we're doing a lot of big things over on Discord as well. So if you are inclined, make sure you check us out. But enough of my rambling. Now it's time for my chat with Reggie McClain, and this one was recorded live in Dubai. Check, check. You need some levels, people?
Check, check, check.
Yes sir. State your name of the podcast.
This is Reggie McClain coming from you from Baseball United, Dubai, here at the Sonder Business Bay Hotel.
Oh, get the plugs in there, baby. I love it, man. You're right. You hit the nail on the head. It's Dubai right now. It's Thanksgiving, even though I don't think anyone celebrates that here. But, I mean, you got. What are you thankful for the most this week, being in Dubai, playing for Baseball United, just catching the vibes?
I'm just thankful for the opportunity to make history. I'm thankful for being selected to even be coming out here. Yeah. I know that, you know, that was a whole process in itself, but in the end, you know, I'm just thankful. 31 years old, I get to still put a jersey on my back.
Yeah.
I still get to go out on the field, have fun, be a kid
yeah.
at heart, and we get to make history doing it. So it's I'm very grateful and thankful for Absolutely. This opportunity, everything that's happened.
So walk me through that, because we saw the draft, the virtual draft. When someone said, hey, man, Baseball United's popping off, we were like, oh, hell yeah, or what's that? Like, what was the vibe when you got the news?
I had knew beforehand, kind of knew that I'd be getting drafted into the league. But, you know, even before then, the works into that, just hearing about the opportunity to come out here, that was like a, yo, like kind of stop where you're at moment and be like, we need to check out what they're doing over here. Cause yeah. it's, you know, a lot of people kind of heard about baseball and do it out here, but to see everybody out here now, and yeah. we're about to go out and we're about to compete for 2 days starting yeah. tomorrow. It's I mean, it's the real deal. We're out here and we're doing it.
Well, how long have you been out here? I've been here for a couple of days, 3 or 4 days myself. But how long have you been doing it?
We got in here last Sunday.
Okay.
So it's 17-hour flight out here. It's not easy, not for the week.
No,
but
it's not.
It is worth it once you get out here.
Did you fly out of LA also?
I flew out of Atlanta.
Okay.
And had my layover in Paris.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
so.
Too bad.
Yeah, not bad places to have layovers at. So.
I went straight direct from Los Angeles. It was 16 hours, and you're right. I was 13 or 14. I was sitting in my chair like, how do y'all do this? You know? I actually landed Monday, the day over, and then Tuesday was the first time I got to see everyone play. And it looks like even though it's East versus West or West versus East, everyone's kind of practicing, training, eating together. I mean, explain to me the culture, the vibe, being on that. Like, your opponents, but you're not. Like, what's that like?
Like I said, I think a lot of things were calculated in this league. And, I mean, if you look around the world and everything, I think the main message that we want to send is that, you know, what is across the front chest? United.
Yeah.
United. Yeah. That is the premises of this baseball. We are uniting nations across the world to come and watch a beautiful game that, you know, has shaped my whole life and molded, you know, who I am today. So it's a beautiful thing.
Sometimes you get the call, and I think it's always the best things in life that are not expected. And you're going like, oh, I'm going to try it out. But, you know, we're here right now. So, I mean, props to that. Four teams already announced, expanded on the horizon. But there's a lot of pressure. I heard 120 countries are be getting the games. Like, how does that impact the mental? That's like World Series level, man. Like, how do you think about that when you train? Is this just normal everyday occurrence for you? Or?
I would say at the stage I am in my baseball career, I've been here, pitched at the highest level. My preparation is where it needs to be. But like you said, this is something that, you know, we're making history. This is something that I know is bigger than just me going out on the mound and getting three outs.
Yeah.
So when I keep that perspective is that, you know, really what we're trying to do is get a new group of viewers to watch a different bat and ball sport. And I think that once they see the product that we put out there, they're going to love it and love to see more of it.
Yeah. How's the training change at all? Or is it kind of like a new pitch? Is it kind of something to look out for? Or just what birds of the dance?
No, it's it's kind of the same old dance, man. You get up there. You've done it for a while. You prepare the same way. You know, even though you have more eyes on you, you still prepare the same way. And, you know, the preparation is everything. If you're prepared, you know, the moment's not going to be too big.
Right.
And, you know, we can make the most out of it.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That's crazy. The bright lights are on, and you're just trying to do what you do best, and that's what we're here for. So 2 days of showcases, Friday and Saturday. I actually walked the stadium a couple times. As of yesterday, things are still getting built up. There is talk about how many fans are going to go, how many fans are not going to go. Does that impact the mental at all? Or are you just kind of like, nah, man, just the mound, 60 feet, I'm going to do my thing.
That used to be my approach. Hey, I don't want to talk to anybody, you know, when I'm about to pitch, you know, I'm locked in. I know now that we need that fan engagement. We need to have that extra, you know, piece to really have this thing take off. What I want most is, you know, for fans to just see the game and decide for themselves if this is the entertainment that they want to, you know, have in their city. And I think that when they come out, not see a game on television, but come out to the ballpark, get a seat, feel the atmosphere, you know, once that starts to go, I think then they'll start to see baseball is more than what they ever thought it was.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because for a lot of these fans, because again, my background is my parents are West Indians, so like they were into cricket, that was the thing. And I got into baseball because my dad was in the United States and was like, well, let me watch American cricket, and he became a fan that way. So I'm like a fresh fan based on a dad that liked the other bat and ball. So it can be done. Mm-hmm. You can convert bat and balls, or I convert, but at least add it into the portfolio, man. But it seems to me though that here in Dubai, or even in this region, cricket is king, and so. The goal here isn't so much to take over everything. It's kind of like just do your thing, right? So I guess what I'm saying is if I'm a new fan, I heard about Baseball United, I bought a ticket. What can I expect? How can I support? How can I support you as a player?
if you came and bought a ticket, you have done more than anything you needed to do, because that is the first step, is buying that ticket, because you don't know what you like until you like it. So, you know, for all the fans out there, go get that ticket. If you're curious about if this is a sport for you, do the work, come out and see for yourself, because I guarantee you, you know, it's gonna be a lot more entertaining when you see a home run, a 400, you know, foot bomb with your own two eyes rather than on television. It's just a different feel about being in that stadium. That gives you a certain type of, you know, certain type of edge where you see, you know, where we're going with this.
There are a lot of MLB veterans on the roster. There's a lot of international stars. What's been the culture like? I mean, is there some, like, you guys hang out together, you guys bond together, you guys keep to themselves, that you put people under your wing? Like, what's that like day to day?
For me, I'm trying to be everybody's, you know, I'm trying to be a friend to everybody. Okay. You know, people over here, if you're quiet over there, I'll come and say hey to you.
Thank you.
You know, appreciate even the vets, I'll say hey to the vets. But, you know, these guys have been here for a long time. They've done numbers in this game that I can't even imagine. So when it comes to those guys, you know, they're all just being like super natural born leaders, because, you know, the clubhouse is their clubhouse. They are, you know, where they are the heartbeat right now because of their pedigree. But as you can see, that united across the chest, we got 100, we got, oh, I forget how many countries we were representing with our players. But we have numbers, different walks of life, guys from Finland, from Pakistan, from India, the best pitchers in India. We are uniting the game of baseball within, you know, this region, but really within the world.
That's deep. I love it. Well, is there been, two-part question, has there been a vet in particular that stood out for you as far as, like, learning from, and has there been an international signing that really impressed you, just seeing their work, seeing their stuff?
Yes. You could just tell, you know, when you talk to Robbie or you talk to Pablo Sandoval, these guys, they really, really, really care about this league, and they want to do it right. And they are doing it right. We are setting the precedence of Baseball United right now. Right now is the most critical time for it, because this is the beginning. They want to set that standard that we are united. We, you know, we're coming out here not only to compete, put on a good product, but, you know, we're going to do it the right way. We're going to do it, you know, in the right manner. We're going to compete and just show, you know, the world what the game of baseball really is.
Has there been an international signing that's really stood out for you as well?
International signing? I would say that we have some guys. We have a lot of guys who don't have access to, I guess, the baseball that you get in the U.S. Obviously, cricket being king out here, baseball kind of takes the back seat. But you guys who have incredible arms, and are making a difference, really. And I saw a story. I want to try and find the story. But, I mean, there's articles being written about these guys in their hometowns about how, you know, this is like the World Series for them, like to even just be in a locker room with the guys of the pedigree that they have, you know. Just talking to some of the other guys, they never thought this could even happen. They never thought that they would be in a locker room with potential, you know, Hall of Famers. And, you know, we have Albert Pujols showing up as a global ambassador talking to us. Who in the world thought that we would have such a great, you know, group of guys, not in the clubhouse, but at the ownership level, to where they are really just, you know, doing everything the right way. No international signing has stuck out in particular, because there's been so many. So, but you can tell they are getting – this is a big deal for those international signed players.
Like I said earlier, and going on to the games, everyone trains together. Everyone eats together. Everyone sleeps together. Like, everyone does their own thing, and I guess the cohesion is there. And it is interesting. It's a showcase, East versus West, and then of course the flip side is West versus East, getting that kind of vibes. But if there was a city or another location that you would love to have a Baseball United team, you had an opportunity to do it, what would you bring that brand of camaraderie to?
That is a good question. As you could tell from these first four teams, the strategy of being right around the Arabic Sea, I forget if that's the actual Arabic Sea. Okay.
Yeah.
Everything's around that area, so you could tell they want to stay around that water.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah,
but, Oman, yeah. You have the biggest city in Mumbai. You have one of the biggest cities in Pakistan and Karachi. We're in Dubai.
Yeah.
We are in Dubai. I still think about that when, you know, I wake up in this hotel and look out my window and see these giant skyscrapers.
Yeah.
This is, this is a great place to have this, and I'm kind of surprised there isn't, this is the first time it's kind of being brought out here.
Right.
But no place in general sticks out to me. I'm still learning the area as well. If I were to pick a team, just to throw out something to answer the question, maybe Saudi Arabia is right there.
Yeah.
Maybe we get a field right in the middle of the desert.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool. Yeah. No, for sure. I come from professional wrestling, and they go out to Riyadh and Jeddah twice a year, so it can't be done, man. Like, they engineering is on point when it comes to this, because you and I both know Dubai, Lusail. I mean, these are towns that didn't really look the same or even exist 35 years ago in the case of Lusail. So respect for that, man. I always have this thing, and if I'm getting to one of like those brothers, stop me, but I feel like on my end, we need more black American men traveling. Because of what we see in our movies, what we see, the export of our culture, all the different things. And I always try to get myself ingrained in the culture. I mean, what's your perspective on travel, especially for sport? And how do you get yourself familiar with Dubai that you're here the last couple of days?
Well, first, being able to even play this game and have, some of the places that I've been to, baseball has took me there.
Yeah.
It is, I just think traveling is the ultimate, tool for perspective. The more you travel, the more you realize, it ain't just you on this earth.
Right.
You got different people. You got different people who believe in different things, and just come from different backgrounds. Everything. As far as being a black baseball player traveling the world and having that experience, this is second to none. This is a different than any type of travel I've ever done for baseball.
Yeah.
And it's a great thing, because when would I have come out to Dubai? Without it being on, a sports setting, but just having sports in my life has brought me to the places that I never thought that I'd be.
Yeah.
And I'm always extremely grateful for that, to be in places where I'm uncomfortable and learning that it ain't just me out here.
Yeah.
I'm one of the people out here who are trying to do the same thing as everybody else.
Right.
So, but they do it a different way, and I can respect that, because I see it with my own eyes. I come out here, I respect everything about it. And honestly, just grateful that I've been able to see the places that I've seen, because of the sport.
That's deep, man. It's inspiring as hell, man. What's left on the professional bucket list? I know there's things you want to accomplish still on the mound or even beyond the field. Like, what's on your mind?
Right now, I'm fresh off of my first year of not playing.
Okay.
So this right now, I think that not playing has just brought the best perspective in my mind. I'm just so grateful to be on that grass, have a jersey on my back, be with some guys who have played the game at the highest level. Just to have that feeling again, after not having that last year, it just brings back kind of a nostalgic feeling of like, this is what I do.
Yeah.
This is, I wouldn't say my purpose, but I feel like God put me in this spot to spread this game and to be in the position I'm in. He put me, let me have that year off so I could really, really take in this experience and make the absolute most of this. So,
could I ask what that year was like? Was it like reading? Was it traveling? Was it hanging out?
Game? It was more getting my life outside of baseball, getting that on the tracks that I wanted to get that on.
Okay, okay.
Which means, you know, I have a wife and a daughter, 3-year-old daughter. We have just now finally bought our first home. So it's you know, it's kind of like that train of like, I got to be and spend that quality time with my family, and, you know, my young daughter, that she doesn't get that when I'm in season at the field from 1 to 11 every day.
Yeah.
And she got to have that with me, and I got to, you know, just have that time with her and get more of my eggs, you know, lined up outside of the sport, to where when I am done playing, I have something outside of the sport to even more look forward to, as far as, you know, I started working in facilities and started opening up and doing lessons on my own, and just realizing, you know, I can give so much to this game, and I have so much to offer from my experience in this game. You know, I feel selfish for just holding that onto that. I need to pass it on to the, you know, to the next kid who, you know, wants to do it, and, right, and try and do that for him. So that's kind of been more my focus outside of the game, is just being that, you know, coach presence for a younger kid, and you know, just getting my family situated, the house and everything. You know, that kind of takes a lot off your plate mentally. That's a whole other story again. So it's been a good year off, but I'm 100% ready to, you know, jump full throttle. I think my family's ready for me to kind of
get up. Can you teach me how to do a high heat 45 mile per hour cut fastball? Can you just,
ooh,
just one? I'll throw my shoulder out after that.
I would love to teach you if I knew how to throw a high cut. And, you know, I'm the sinker guy. I could sink it and slider you. Right. You know, that's my forte.
Yeah, do as slow as I can, though. That's the thing. Just make it nice and easy.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man, because, you know, having that mental health balance is always something I always ask athletes as they try to balance what it means to perform at a high level and mind and body and soul, man. But that is great. I won't keep too much of your time. But if someone wanted to interact with you, follow you, your journey, how they go about doing that? Also,
The best way for that, I'd say follow me on my Instagram. I'm posting a lot about this league. I plan to do a lot of content around this league. I want to be a friendly face to the fans, to everybody who comes in that locker room, to the coaching staff, any of the veterans. I want to be a guy that when they say, who is Reggie McClain, they only hear good things. So that is, you know, where my head's at right now, and I'm going to continue to just be where my feet are and just one day at a time just try and put smiles on people's faces and have people enjoy, you know, man, being out here.
That's great. Usually Cheat says we have a very special guest, but I can say that, a very special guest here on the Black Baseball Mixtape, Reggie McClain. Thanks so much for being on the show.
No problem. Thank you for having me.